neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police have arrested a man believed to be the cousin of a woman who was murdered in Gwamashu, north of Durban. The woman's burnt body was found inside a house yesterday in the K section after the property was set alight. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechunda says officers made the discovery while firefighters were extinguishing the blaze. He says investigations led them to the suspect who was last seen leaving the burning house.
The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage. I thought we'll appear in court soon.
And South Africa's gambling addiction crisis has taken centre stage in Parliament.
The gambling companies operating in our country are not here to make South Africans win. They are here to make as much money as possible, regardless of the social cost, regardless of the human suffering. Gambling used to be a form of leisure. Today we are seeing ordinary South Africans gambling money they simply cannot afford to lose. Social grants recipients are gambling away the very funds meant to put food on their tables. Students are gambling away their NSFAS allowances, and while our people are losing, the gambling industry is booming.
That's Rise Mzansi's Magashule Gana, who addressed a mini plenary session of the National Assembly this morning. He's proposed 7 reforms to address the issue, including limiting advertising hours.
It is now the fastest growing industry in South Africa. In the past year alone, 1.5 trillion rand was wagered. Think about that. 1.5 trillion rand of hard-earned South African money siphoned away through gambling platforms, casinos and betting apps. And while South Africans are losing, the gambling operators are winning big. They made 75 billion in gross gambling revenue last year. They paid only 6 billion rand in direct taxes. And do you know how much went to support the rehabilitation and counseling of gambling addicts? A mere 74 million rand. That's less than the cost of some of their marketing campaigns that cost over 2.6 billion rand in 1 year.
Trade union SAFTU has held a ruling on Chief Albert Luthuli's cause of death as historic. The Pietermaritzburg High Court yesterday ruled that the former ANC leader was beaten to death. An inquest reopened in April overturned an initial investigation that he was hit by a goods train in Grantville in 1967. SAFTU's Asive Kyani says the judgment restores the truth and dignity owed to Luthuli.
We called on the National Prosecuting Authority to act on the court's finding and pursue all avenues to hold those implicated in the killing and its cover-up to account, update national curricula, museum exhibits and public memorials to reflect the court's ruling and the true circumstances of Luthuli's assassination.
On the weather front, there's a yellow level 1 warning for severe thunderstorms in southern KZN today. It may result in localized flooding of susceptible roads and low-lying areas, small hail, strong damaging winds, heavy downpours and excessive lightning. Durban's a high of 29 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 30. The top story, police have arrested a man believed to be the cousin of a woman who was murdered in Gwamashu, north of Durban. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.